Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Interesting story that popped up last week. We didn't get a chance to get to it, but it has to do with honeymoons. After getting married, people going, and listen, we've talked about honeymoons before. Do you go immediately after the,
right.
the ceremony's over the next day? Maybe wait a couple of weeks or a month or something, let things settle down a little bit.
Do you bring your girlfriend?
You bring your girlfriend along with you because that can be expensive. Apparently there is a new trend that is starting to take place. Now, I use that term lightly. I don't know how many people are getting on board for this or not. But they're doing a solo honeymoon trip. A solo moon.
Huh?
So on Instagram, almost 1,500 posts display this new trend where newlyweds decide to vacation alone or with friends after the wedding rather than with each other.
I was reading about it. And so the mindset is you spend so much time with each other
yeah.
that it's a time to sort of go off and clear your mind.
It spells disaster.
It does for me as well. Right? It does for me as well.
It's like another bachelorette party.
But apparently it's getting traction.
You know what I didn't know in reading this article about it, which was from CBS locally, CBS 3, in the early days of honeymoons, the early 1800s, that was actually a time for couples. The part of the reason why they did it was to travel and visit relatives who couldn't make it to their wedding.
Ah.
Oh, no kidding.
Interesting.
So hence the getaway real quick and go see people as a new married couple.
I could see that being the case. Because the FaceTime didn't work back then.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It was scattershot.
It was embryonic.
They're just doing the marriage tour is what it is. They're just, all right, we're going to go say hello to all these people at the table.
Right? What are you doing? We got married, Paul. That's great news. Go feed the chickens.
So now it just carries on as just a tradition. But to me,
go ahead.
I was going to say, to me, it just looks like, you know, all those days leading up to the wedding can be very busy and stressful, that it's a way to go, okay, it's done. We did it.
I agree. You know what's interesting about marriage in general and the reason why people would travel to go see friends and relatives that weren't able to make it was what a big deal it used to be. I mean, it still is a big deal for people to get married, but I mean a full-on, like, if you didn't get married, there was something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah.
And especially for women, because it was such a male-dominated lifestyle that your chances of surviving on your own were very low on being able to financially support yourself and stuff like that.
Marriage is a wonderful thing. That's I got right. married twice.
You did, didn't you? Yeah. Did it twice. So nice. You did it twice.
Nothing wrong with me.
But anyhow, there's a doctor that was checked, Eyewitness News checked with Dr. Rita DeMaria from the Council Relationship. She said, in general, keeping the spark of romantic love alive can happen for a lifetime, but people have to know how to work it. She says, calling a non-romantic trip a honeymoon is a bit misplaced. She said, if they need a vacation because it fits their lifestyle, but having a honeymoon and calling it that, it's just a romantic idea.
So reading in a couple of different articles about this, Preston, so it's sort of a zen distance makes the heart grow fonder. You take a pause and blah, blah, blah. It seemed more like a mental cleaning thing. But I think if you position it as all the trappings of a honeymoon but without the other person or like a bachelorette party or that can be an issue. But I think don't you want to take the – don't you want to go on the trip together?
Well, suppose you go through so much. It's so stressful and, you know, there's a lot – it's very hectic. There's a lot to do during wedding planning that it's a way for the couple to then – relax and enjoy
and
their
time.
Yeah, take a breath and enjoy their time together. If you need a vacation away from each other immediately after your wedding, that's
I need a break from you.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I forgot about, Steve? Bros before hoes.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Right.
What bride won't acquiesce to that?
Exactly.
I understand.
Because it says
you're bros.
It says going away with your friends as opposed to going away.
No, that's the bachelor and bachelorette.
Yeah. That's really what it is.
Sisters. Preston, I've been married so long.
Wait, sisters before misters?
I
didn't know that.
You go, girl.
I honestly thought you said fisters before misters.
Fisters, yeah, same thing. Works. Yeah. Works totally. Yeah.
I've been so married
I've been so married.
That I forgot about bros before hoes, man.
Wow. You can't forget. No, I...
Could you see it as a sort of walkabout, not a walkabout, but a going by yourself?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
And pick up women when you get there.
I know. I couldn't see doing that. My wife and I did not do the traditional honeymoon thing.
Neither did we.
We didn't do it immediately after. We waited several months. And then we took a trip to California where my uncle has a house in Carmel. And other family members met us out there. Now, we stayed in a really beautiful location. It was cool. But we weren't alone. We were there. We were staying at a family member's house with other family members there. But we called it our honeymoon.
So you went back to the roots. You visited the people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what we did. We couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Preston's here. He's got something to say.
We just did
this. I married a city girl, Pa.
we did the traditional go to the Caribbean and hang out, you know, on an island by a pool and a beach.
With a volleyball and doing your dental work with the bottom of a skate.
But I will say that when we were down there.
That's from the Castaway.
Castaway. It's a movie, Kathy.
When we were down there, it was, you know, like basically like the Northeast just moved down there. And I actually became friendly with some people from Philadelphia. And kind of hung out with other people anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
No, I just think in a class. I do know what you mean. In a classic way, though, for me, I think for many people, for many years and years and years, the honeymoon, as Kathy said, is the time you've been through all this morass of stuff and the planning and the execution. The honeymoon is your. You can take a breath and just spend some quality time with the person you just, you know, decided and in front of everyone said you're going to spend your life with, and you're getting off on that foot. It's your sort of reward for all the tumult involved with putting together a wedding.
I've had a few friends who've had destination weddings over the years, and sometimes those destination weddings turn into a post-party with all of your friends / honeymoon. So the people go away on the destination wedding to go see, to be in Italy or the Caribbean or wherever.
I could even see that.
But then they stick around for the honeymoon portion.
In the bedroom.
Not in the bedroom. No, just on the same
you
resort.
You go to do it?
Which to me is like, a little odd.
The destination weddings I've been to, the couple they've left and gone, like to a different island or a different country.
So they've already gone away for the wedding and then they go even further away.
Right. Well, yeah, like they'll just kind of, you know, island hop or whatever.
You
go
guys
to a different
stay
island
here.
So
we're going over to Mykonos to hump.
So that they can, they can be together. But it ended up where everyone was at the wedding, stayed at the resort for a few more days. So we all hung out and they left for their honeymoon.
All right. But I wonder which in the couple pitches this idea first. You know, I was thinking... You know,
while the index finger's running up and down the back of the couch, I was sort of wondering, because that reaction better be good, because why would you want to do that?
Yep, exactly.
To me, that's the road to that is a tough deal to broker.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, maybe this whole idea about doing your solo moon, is that what they're calling it?
They're calling it a solo moon.
Maybe it doesn't spell disaster. Because we all will go away without our spouses from time to time.
My wife travels a lot.
Yeah.
But now we're married and we did go on our
quote-unquote
honeymoon.
You've also been together for
20 years. Yeah, 20. Yeah.
That's the thing.
So I'm just saying, like, there are other people that doesn't fly in some households. Like,
oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, at all, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Honestly, we would have gotten divorced years ago because my wife loves to travel, A, and B, my schedule won't allow it. Yeah. And we finally just said, listen, go do it and enjoy it. And once you realize that you don't have to be surgically attached to I adore my wife.
Yeah.
She adores me. At least that's what it seems to be. She loves the hell out of me. So go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fine. But some people think, well, you gotta be together all the time. Now, If a marriage is falling apart and there's a lot of traveling, that can be the road to disaster.
Sure.
I feel like people who are getting married and don't go on the honeymoon, like kind of like you did, Preston, you finally went somewhere. You did go somewhere.
Yeah.
But like I've known people who are like, yeah, we're not going to do a honeymoon after the wedding. And then they never go. And like I almost feel bad for them. You know, like I want you to go away. My brother's getting married.
Go away.
My brother's getting married and that's what they're doing. And I'm like, I just hope that you do actually plan something and that you don't, you know, have this big whole wedding and then you don't go away on a honeymoon.
Do it before you have kids, too, because then it becomes very, very difficult to get away. Yeah.
Because when you come back, you might very well have the beginnings of a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people can't afford the honeymoon. Some people can't get the time off of work for the honeymoon as well.
True.
That's the same thing my brother.
That's what malls are for.
Yeah.
They're paying for part of the wedding themselves, and it's, you know, it's just not in their budget right now. But
where are you going on your honeymoon? KOP?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, when we did our honeymoon, we selected where we were going to go, and then our in-laws afterwards said, we're going to pay for your honeymoon, which was really, really great. And I think they did that ahead of time. They waited for us to choose where we were going to go.
Midget town.
So that when they, you know, what if they revealed to us ahead of time, we're going to pay for your honeymoon. And we're like, okay, well, we'll be back in 6 months. We're going to take a trip around the world, you know. So what we chose was something affordable.
Thailand.
Regardless. Yeah.
Jack talk time.
So how do you guys feel about this? I have a friend who is a little bit older, is getting married, has a house. Her and her fiance live together. They have all the things that they need in their house already.
Right.
So when you have a shower and things like that, you register. They don't have anything to register for. And so she's like, I don't need all of this stuff. I have it already. So they're registering for a gift card for their honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Sure. You've eliminated selecting something on a list where people go, do they have this blender? Should we get this?
Yeah.
A. And then B, it's something that they'll enjoy.
Traditionally, you know, there are some probably older people that want to buy a gift, want them to open it up
this
in front of
nonsense.
Them.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, you know, but
I
she doesn't
get
anything.
In sweet hot champagne glasses.
Kathy, I actually love that idea.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
My friend's actually registered at REI, which is very interesting.
That's nonsense.
Seems nonsensical, but they wanted to, you know, they're outdoorsy people, and so they were registering for, like,
and go outside.
No. Oh, sorry, Gramps.
But still,
yeah.
There's a perfect example. If that's something they like, on the other side of the wedding, when you're buying the gifts and stuff like that, it's a night, you know, I don't know what you need or what you really want. You put this fruit bowl on the want list. Okay, I guess I'll get that for you.
I'm married and divorced, and I register for stuff that never got opened. And it sat in the garage in my old house. I don't know if my ex-wife ever, you know, opened it ever. But to me, like, I would much have rather registered for at REI or travel.
Right. And something you'd use. Yeah.
And now it's just probably, you know, up for auction or sitting in storage somewhere.
Would you ever have considered any, with the notion for all of us here, a solo moon?
No.
Right?
Because, no.
But yet, would you, in your marriage right now, Preston, if you said to Rochelle, I'm gonna go hike the Grand Canyon. I'm gonna go do a thing by myself.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. No, but you and Casey went on a golf trip together.
Sure.
You went on a
and
trip.
I went to the Grand Canyon without my wife. But again, because she doesn't, what I did, I really wanted to do, and she had
no
zero desire
to do that, and she doesn't want to hold me back.
And that's it. It wouldn't be, you can't go on this trip.
It's like,
I want to do this. If you want to do it, that's cool, but it's not your thing, so
agreed.
I'd like to do it. Can I go do this?
Yeah.
And you can come along, too, if you want to.
Right,
you don't have to go.
I'm
sorry, you're speaking in Morse code.
For Lent, I'm cleaning out my basement and house and just getting rid of junk that's in there.
Oh, it's such a clutter. Anyway, go ahead.
Nick, I found something that was on my registry that was never open. It's in my basement in a bag. Perfectly fine. It's a steamer.
Oh, really?
A steamer?
So what are you going to do with it? You're gonna try and use it?
No,
that
because
you found it?
I'll tell you what. Last year I bought 2 steamers. So I now have 3, and so I just found one in the basement. No, I don't know.
Let me ask you, for next year's Pollyanna, or this year's Pollyanna, who's getting a steamer?
I want to have, I think we all talked about it, is to have like a re-gift party where you actually bring something that could be.
We've done it.
And swap.
We've done it. Yeah.
Okay.
We've done it. Yeah.
All right. Because I might have some silver and china for you that I could bring in.
Some crystal stemware?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that stuff you never opened up?
Well, what's the point of having silver and china when you're divorced?
Well, yeah, I told you, when we got married, my wife and I got a very generous gift of a $25 gift certificate to an art museum where the only thing we could get for $25 was like keychains by the register that said the name of the museum.
Right. I'm going to go to a couple calls real quick. We got to move along here. I want to go to Mary. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Mary?
Not much. Talking about the honeymoon, about going to see family.
Yes.
When I got married, I actually took a honeymoon a year before the wedding.
Okay.
We actually took a cruise to Key West. We did that an exact year before the wedding.
So you did a pre-moon. So we have a solo moon. We have honeymoon, solo moon, and pre-moon.
Okay. You went on vacation.
Yeah.
That's all. You just went on vacation. Well,
not really. She went with the person she was marrying to relax.
No, no. I went on trips with Claire before we got married. I didn't call them pre-honeymoons.
They were just trips.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, back in October, well, in October, I took my aunt and uncle with us on our honeymoon to Massachusetts.
How long have you guys been married?
Well, I'm divorced now. But we were married 9 years and together 18.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Interesting. But you took family along on your honeymoon.
Yes. And then my mom, when she got married the second time, she actually took her aunt back home to Pittsburgh because she got married down in Levittown. But her family's from Pittsburgh.
So I'm just enamored of the idea of taking a cruise to Massachusetts.
No, we took a cruise to...
Q-F.
Oh, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you just, I just thought you were taking a cruise. I'm taking
dog and butterfly.
6 day, yeah,
dog and butterfly, six day cruise to
Massachusetts.
Appreciate it.
All right. So is by her reckoning, like every time I go on vacation with my wife, we just call it a honeymoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our fifth honeymoon.
Yeah. Or every time you get married.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm going out on a solo moon for milk.
Yeah. So Preston and I have been on a couple of honeymoons down in Florida.
Golfing
honeymoons. Mm-hmm. Those are nice.
Yep. We did have our honeymoon moments.
We're taking a quick weekend honeymoon.
I don't know. What's the difference between taking it 6 months before she gets married or 6 months after?
Because you're not married.
It's not a honeymoon until you get married.
It's not a honeymoon until you're married.
I disagree. Dictionary.com and find out what a honeymoon is, because if it says there officially that you can have a honeymoon before you're married, then I'm with you, Kathy.
Besides that, Kathy, if you do that, you might have sex.
Oh, right. That's
and
right.
You should
have to wait
not
till
do
after...
that until you're married.
Okay.
Wikipedia has it listed as a vacation taken by newlyweds immediately after their wedding to celebrate their marriage.
Well, then 6 months after wouldn't be a honeymoon.
So it's about celebrating your marriage. Well, yeah, it says immediately. So it says,
immediately? Well, time is, you know, fluid.
It says the honeymoon. Today, honeymoons are often celebrated in destinations considered exotic or romantic.
Thanks for the info.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me go to Lexi. Hi, Lexi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I'm calling.
Oh, thanks. Aww. Welcome on board, Lexi. What do you want to tell us?
I'm getting married in May. And I haven't heard about this honeymoon where you go separate without your spouse. So
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And the amount, we're going by a budget. So I've been reading up lately how much a wedding costs.
Yeah.
And the average price is $33,000. So you're doing a honeymoon twice.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys think about how much an average trip costs nowadays. So that's...
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's probably cheaper for two to travel together than two trips solo, don't you think, maybe?
Well, you can probably get a deal. It's probably more difficult. But it, with this, also on that matter of the cost, I don't know if it matters to a lot of people. I always was of a mind, have a nice wedding. I've been to very expensive weddings, and I've been to very budget weddings.
Yeah.
And they're all essentially the same thing, and some of the best times I've ever had have been at the real budget wedding. My wife and I had a destination wedding with about 20 people in Puerto Rico, came back and threw a party for like 100 people.
One of the most fun weddings I ever went to was 60 couples got married.
In one shot.
And that was so pretty cheap.
I mean,
yeah.
And there you go, right?
It was a blast, yeah.
Yeah, I hope we do that again, because that was awesome. Steve, my cousin is getting married in Cabo, in Mexico this year, and... it's an expensive trip. I don't know if I can afford to do it this year, but that's one of the ones where, like, to me, it'd be worth it if it falls into the budget and I'm able to make it happen, because it's nothing but family. It's a destination wedding.
And when that happens, by the way, you don't I think you don't expect a gift from the people traveling. That's their
That's a whole other question.
Yeah. What is? I'm sorry.
Like if there's a destination wedding, that basically going to their wedding, paying to get there is the gift, that you don't actually have to give a gift. But the last destination wedding I went to, everyone gave a gift. So I was like, I can't be the only person that doesn't give a gift.
Mm.
I had to
give your flight voucher.
Yeah. Seriously, the receipt from
Here's my gift from
my flight. God,
What if you go on a honeymoon and it's the first vacation you've taken together, and you find out that you just don't travel well together,
or
or you just end up.
I'm sure that happens.
I know
in the eyes of the Lord, it's not good. But live together.
Yeah.
You really should. Honestly, just for a little bit at least, find out those things. I didn't know you had a rattlesnake.
You know what I found out when I, is that yeah. when people go to hotel rooms for
this
a little
is my,
while.
This is my comfort alligator.
What's that yeah, Wally.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that people can be very, very messy in their hotel rooms. Like, I am not.
I hate it. My old agent, God bless him, Lou Stevens, passed away. Think John Candy in Planes, Trains,
oh my
and Automobiles.
God, what?
Like underwear in the sink.
I couldn't believe it.
Like that. I'm like, so we would share hotel rooms to cut the cost. We were out touring, you know. Oh my God.
I was on our really honeymoon. Funny. We became friendly with couples or whatever. And this guy was like, hey, do you want to go smoke pot in my room? I said, yeah. And then so we go to his room and
take your pants off.
I'm not wearing pants. Already took them off, kiddo. No, it was the
most you love the word kiddo now. It's your new word.
I told you that. Shut up, kiddo. Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
But the room
you're
was
smoking pot in a stranger's room for sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Get to the point.
That's why I don't do that anymore, Steve. It led me down a dark alley, and I was not happy. I was not okay with that.
All right.
That wasn't even rock bottom.
Yes, doctor, I pooped last night. Blood came out.
That wasn't your rock bottom.
The point I'm trying to make is yes. their room was a absolute mess. And I was like, who the hell lives like this?
I know it's crazy, Kathy. You would love my hotel room is
my hotel room looks like my house.
It is set up and clean.
Casey,
and I, yes.
Casey yeah. makes fun of me because I use the drawers and closets.
So, I do too.
I do.
Love it.
When we travel together, he's like, are you putting your clothes in the dresser?
That's yes. a little yeah. anal. That's taking it to another level.
See, no I, way.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Listen, you take everything. Now, not for our trip to Clearwater. We were there
easier.
For like a hot second. I did not yeah. unpack, but you put everything in the drawers and the closets, and then as you wear it, it goes back in your suitcase.
That's
nice
what I do, Candy. It helps.
Easy.
Keeps my dirty clothes from my clean clothes.
That's what I do.
Preston,
so I'll take.
Let's go away on vacation together.
I take the dirty clothes if I'm going to take them, and I put them in the drawers because I figure my.
Okay.
I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
So in my bag, I know that's clean.
Yeah, dirty clothes like just that. End up in a folded pile somewhere in the room. Preferably
in the laundry bag.
A corner.
You were just talking about people making a mess in the room, and here you are throwing clothes all over the floor.
You gave a guy a handy for some pot.
Did you hear me? I said a
here
folded
you are telling
pile.
Us you gave your ass up for some free pot.
And let's be
technically,
honest, you don't fold your clothes.
What's that?
Let's be honest, you are not folding your clothes.
Let's be honest, yes, I was.
I don't
call
you.
My brother.
Wait a second.
Call
just
call
minutes ago, you were telling us how you gargled some stranger.
Oh my God, Steve.
It just keeps getting worse.
He wasn't a stranger, Steve.
No, acquaintance.
Okay.
I had known him for 3 days.
Okay. All right. Anyhow, we have to wrap up because we got to go on TV. We got to go on Fox Good Day.
I'm sure we'll be talking about this.
Maybe. I don't know what we're going to talk about with him. But Solo Moon is something that is starting to catch a little bit anyhow with newlyweds. And they want to take off on a honeymoon on their own without taking the significant other.
Our consensus? Dumb.
I don't think it's a real honeymoon.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.